The Pentagon wants to reduce the number of detainees at the prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, by more than half. Hundreds could be sent back to their home countries, including Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Yemen. But the success of the plan depends on whether those countries will accept the prisoners and under what conditions. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Since the early days of what the government calls the global war on terrorism, the detention camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has housed hundreds of suspected terrorists. At one point, there were more than 750 detainees held at Guantanamo. Now, about 540 prisoners from 40 countries remain. Over the past few months, the Pentagon has been formulating plans about what to do with the detainees who are no longer threats to the U.S. and who have no more intelligence value. Scott Silliman of Duke University, an expert on military law, says it's inevitable that the administration would try to return the prisoners to their home countries. Silliman says a ruling by the Supreme Court that the detainees should be able to use American courts to challenge their incarceration is one factor fueling the administration's decision.
I think also the level of frustration that although we have had these folks down there for up to 3 years, there is not enough evidence against most of them to actually bring formal charges before a military commission. And I think the increasing criticism in the international community over Guantanamo Bay, even from our closest allies.
Silliman says transferring the detainees would be a complicated process. It would have to be an interagency effort involving the Pentagon, the State Department, the Justice Department, and the CIA. Silliman says the CIA may not be eager to get involved. Recently, the agency has been scrutinized for its role in harsh interrogation tactics.
I think they'd like to have the CIA on board, but my guess is that the CIA would prefer to distance itself from this just because I think it's felt that the agency has been stained by the overall criticism of what's going on in the interrogation and detention process.
The plan would involve transferring the detainees to their home countries, where they could be released, prosecuted, or detained. The State Department would negotiate with foreign capitals to set up the details of the transfers. David Mack is the vice president of the Middle East Institute and spent more than 3 decades as a diplomat in the Middle East. He says the negotiations with foreign nations will likely be protracted.
They will have a number of issues that they would raise in the question of whether they're prepared to, first of all, take custody of these individuals, but even more important, take custody of them under conditions laid down by the United States for their continued detention and availability for future interrogation.
Pentagon officials agree that the releases will not happen overnight. One defense official said that 22 of the detainees have recently been deemed non-enemy combatants and so should be able to leave Guantanamo. However, only 3 of that group have actually left the base because of fears that the others would be tortured if they were sent back home. Richard Boucher, the State Department spokesman, says that this is a critical factor in the prisoners' release. Boucher says there are other concerns about releasing prisoners.
The issue, I think, is always what potential danger might they still pose, and that's a judgment that we have to make in releasing people from Guantanamo, and that's a judgment that, under their laws, other governments have to make in terms of whether they're charged or put in custody when they get home.
Pentagon officials also stress that not all the detainees will be let go. Already there are plans for a new prison and perimeter fence ringing the detention camp at Guantanamo Bay. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.